we were involved with a nonprofit organization, actually a charitable organization with Nicaragua, and our focus was clean water. So we became very much aware of water issues in third world countries, which then led us to understand water issues in the United States. And to take for granted that the water that's coming out of your faucet is pure or clean. So we had to do a little investigation and really found out there's a lot in the tap water that is undesirable. And so giving those two combinations, Moshe had already done water filters, and with our passion for pure water and understanding water issues, it seemed like a good idea to focus on water filtration.
You know, when I talk to the people who have started their businesses in the last couple of years in our series about entrepreneurs, they all talk about social media and how that's helped them. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook. 1992, you didn't have Twitter. You didn't have Facebook.
There was hardly any computer,
yeah.
No less any of those other things.
There was no internet.
So how did you market? How did you find that one product and that one person who helped you get going?
Well, literally it was, magazines, phone calls. I mean, there were telephones back then in 1992.
they were attached to the wall.
They were attached to the wall, yes. But literally, that's, you see things in magazines and then it leads you from one thing to the next to the next. And I don't know exactly how we got turned on to these folks, but there was this was a publication house that Dr. Whitaker was one of those holistic MDs, and they were marketing these products. And that's kind of what really gave us our push.
But before that one, it really started with creating one beautiful brochure, and we really labored over that. With a nice photograph, and that was our calling card. And we went to, we had phone books of big cities, and we just wrote down businesses that might be interested, and we had this big mail campaign. And then we investigated natural magazines that would promote healthy products for natural living, and then we started to advertise in these magazines, and it just started growing, and then we hit the jackpot with Dr. Whitaker.
Right, and then it snowballed from there. We've been, over the years, we've been in Sharper Image, Brookstone, Harmony, Linens and Things. I mean, we sold to some really big stores. Of course, these stores move on, and then you're not the new kid on the block anymore, but we've had a real interesting past of selling our products to some really, large players.
Not everybody wants to be the person that signs their own check. That's not for everybody.
Well, this is true. I think many people are, and I was one of them, afraid that, if nobody's paying me, if I'm not getting this paycheck from somewhere, then where will it come from? Early on, I started to realize that I trust myself. We trust ourselves with our own paycheck more than anybody else because, let's face it, there is no job security these days. Maybe back in the day, people got a job and they stayed with it all their lives and they got pensions and all that. Well, the tables certainly have turned, and there is no security anywhere, really. But if there's any security, it's in my lap and not with somebody else. So,
I I think there's some luck involved, grace or whatever you want to call it, hard work, choosing the right product that you think can market with passion that you feel. And then there is that luck involved because a lot of people have tried, had the passion, worked hard, and had to fold. So we consider ourselves very lucky that we had that big launch of that one product and that one company that really put us on the map for refillable shower filtration that's not a throwaway. And so we're very, very grateful.
Well, these products are also products whose time has come because of the degradation in our environment. Clean water is at an absolute premium. I've even heard it said that in the future, wars will be fought over water and not oil. I hope that none of that comes to pass, but it is a consideration. There's only 1% of the water on this planet is drinkable, and there are a lot of folks on this planet, and So it's important to have potable, good tasting and safe water.
But, you know, a business goes through stages. You know, there's the beginning, then you start rolling, then you're really rolling. And then there usually is some kind of decline, and then you have to build it up again because the market changes. Our product became, everybody started caring, and then the internet came.
Yeah,
and that's a war, I'm telling you. That is a whole nother way of doing business. So you constantly have to change.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to keep up with your particular industry and what's coming up, mm-hmm. but the marketing rules
right.
change. And now it seems like they're changing every year, every 9 months.
Oh, I would say almost every other month. It's like the electronics industry. I mean, there's something new happening all the time. And literally, it is electronics because, you know, if you're on the internet, Google is always coming out with something new, some other thing. And you know, you have to be on it. You have to know the ways of purchasing online and put yourself in the consumer's shoes. And what are they looking for and how fast do they want it? Because it's only got a few seconds of attention and it's in between dinner and bedtime and whatever. And so, you know, you've got to have that edge. And it's a whole different edge than previous to 2000. The last 10 years have been amazing.
You know, I also think as one of the things, because we started off more traditional with mail order, but because our products require a filter, a refill, we nurtured our customers. We are a true old school business. We take care of everybody. We've had customers for 20 years that keep coming back. And because we have such good customer service, is another reason, I think, mm-hmm. why people come back to us.
If you knew in 1992 what you knew now, would you do anything differently?
I don't think I would. I think I'm very clear that I would have made the same mistakes, the same non-mistakes. I think we've gone a course that has been successful. And there have been no regrets at all.
Well, I don't think there are regrets. I think it would have helped, especially dealing with larger companies like Sharper Image Linen and things. There was a lot to be learned about how to deal with a larger company where you actually maybe have to get a loan from the bank. We had a rotating
credit line.
Credit yeah. line, you know, and if they keep ordering, then that's fine. But if you have like this huge order and they say, oh, no, thank you.
Sorry, we changed
our mind. So these kind of things we didn't know. So we lost some money there about not knowing how to deal with or how to write a contract. Or, you know, we didn't know that writing a contract with our agreements, we didn't know. And we didn't have that.
If someone's listening and they have plans for a startup, maybe in the next year, in the next 3 years, what kind of advice would you give them? No matter what it is, whether they're starting a circus or whether they're...
Don't start off with a big loan.
Start off small. Always try it very, very small. One step, you know, easy as you go. And you'll learn each of those little small steps or small orders or whatever they are has the elements of everything that's large. And if you look at what's small, you'll learn, and without having to put too much at risk.
And you have to research the product, the service. You have to, if it's a local business or a restaurant or some kind of, you have to study the community. You have to look at demographics. You have to do that. Because, I mean, we didn't do it because we immediately were a national business. It wasn't just local. Mm-hmm. But if it is a local business, they really have to study their product and they have to really do some work and see if it's feasible.
One of the most exciting things I want to just say is that it's great to have a business that is online, that is, you know, you're dealing with people that are in California, Texas, New York, Florida, whatever. But the most exciting thing is to have somebody walk through the door locally and you're servicing your local community, and you're giving them something that they can really benefit from. And I think that's one of the most rewarding things for us is to have real people, you know, in the flesh walk into our place
What advice would you give someone who is with a fresh company and things aren't going well all of a sudden? What keeps you going?
Again, if you start off reasonably, if you start off small, don't overextend yourself, then you have to be prepared. It's all part of doing business. And if you can stay within the parameters of that, if we lose this, are we still going to be in business, then you'll be okay. If you extend yourself too far and go too far out of that parameter, then you run the risk of any one company, you know, it could be catastrophic. Mm.
But then they're the dreamers, you know. They're the people that they're go-getters. They're young. They're, you know, and I think that's awesome too, you know, not to be so cautious, but you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself and in the product that you're selling and where you're selling it and how you're selling it. If you're selling it on the internet, chances are if you're really smart and savvy, you can be very successful